evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being hated in your hometown. That would certainly stink. I don't know who would have that happen to them.
Okay, I hope we're elaborating a little bit because I'm surely curious about that one.
We'll get into it.
That's very good. You are my curiosity, my friend.
Well, I mean, a lot of people hate me here, I'm sure, but that's not what I was talking about.
This isn't your hometown, though.
No, it is not. They love me where I'm from. Okay. If you want to call in tonight, the number is 845-986-8804. The number is 845-986-8804. You can also go to the Davin's Den chat room on davincomedy.com. Pip Helix will be manning that. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont, and I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello. How's everybody doing today?
Always waiting for that answer that never comes. And Pip Helix.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, see, that's how you do it, Joe. If we keep on waiting for them to respond to you, we could be here all day.
I am just appreciating that they're frequenting our show, and just want to say out there who's listening and who doesn't have the ability to chat that I know that I care that they're listening.
You know that you care.
I care.
Well, yeah, you know that you care without saying how is everybody.
I want
them to know.
I want them to know. That's why I elaborated on
proverbs.
It.
They're a bit pronouns. Proverb. Screw it. Stupid grammar. Now I'm
that would actually, you know what? That would actually be very a proverb. It should be a new phrase. Probably like the way I write. Next time you criticize how I'm writing, your spelling is awful. No, it's not. They're proverbs.
Okay, well, I'll take the bailout anyway. I can get it. I'm not going to go up really.
Some proverbs on that, my friend. Get up. Wake.
I'll try, Joe. Thanks for the shot of caffeine that I need.
Actually, if you think about it, how many times do you say, how you doing, and you don't expect an answer from somebody?
No.
Every time I pick up the phone. That, what's up?
Yeah.
When I ask the audience, I guess I care, sort of. Not individually, collectively.
Collectively.
All right. So, we got a big show tonight. Later on tonight's show, we're very happy. This is kind of a nice little get for the show. We're going to be talking to a victim of an African romance scam. And it's a pretty cool get because a lot of times they don't like to come forward because there's a lot of shame and everything. But we are going to get in depth about that because I want to find out personality profile, circumstances, situations, the game that lures them in. I want to get the whole picture of it because there's only so much as I can do. I mean, I try to do a good job of conveying what it's like, but they have never fully pulled the wool over my eyes.
Well,
there's been moments.
Well, it's also interesting as we listen to the person call in, the similarities between what they've gone through and what you have been encountering.
And
yes.
The differences.
Yes. Well, one big difference is no money has left my pocket yet.
Yes.
That is one of the big... Although, some money has left Pip Helix's pocket via Anthony Cumia, but Pip forgot to get her money back.
Well,
that's nobody's problem.
Never getting a chance, but anyway.
Anyway, all right, we're going to see tonight if Joe dines on the brine shrimp.
Mm.
Fingers crossed.
Could be dicey. It's got to be down to 231.5, yes.
231.5.
And I weighed myself this morning in the home scales, and it's going to be damn close. I mean, I did lose.
Okay.
But it's going to be damn close.
You're not sure if you lost enough.
I don't know if I lost enough.
Thing is that you're going to be, like, stripping down, like, like the shoes are going to come off, definitely the headphone.
No.
Emptying the pockets.
No, it's consistent with the shoes on.
All right.
And stuff like that because you have enough trust in me to know that I'm not fudging the numbers.
No.
If I lose, I lose.
Like 5 weeks of eating awful stuff. I don't know how much that trust would go. Those numbers
would be in my
fun.
Drawers.
You kidding me?
My poor kid walks in. Ah!
Why is Yogi Bear on the scale? Yeah.
Hey, boo-boo. That's what he calls
Hey, boo-boo. I'm not drinking any of that brine shrimp.
Hey, boo-boo, maybe you should cover yourself with a picnic basket.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for thinking it's a whole picnic basket.
Yeah, I did it. That's the problem.
It's a treat.
He'll be trying.